You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Proverbs 23 and verse 33. Thy eye shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. Possibly the number one and the most common sin today is pornography. It is everywhere. A research was conducted in the US, and majority of the pastors says that they watch pornography. And a larger percentage of that said they are actually struggling with pornography. Recently, I was scrolling through reels on Facebook. And because I watch some Christians' materials, they push a lot of Christian materials to my feed. But on this particular day, as I was scrolling, I just saw the next video was a white woman and man having sex, as in clearly having sex. But they are promoting an app that I should install so that I can talk to women and so on. But they were promoting it with two people. This is Google promoting pornography. Like, there is nothing hidden. It is not AI. It is not that the women just revealed their address a little. No, actual porn, having sex in Facebook reels. There was no way I could have avoided it. Brethren, it's a serious problem in our generation. Do you know what occurred to me when I saw that? I just said to myself that it shows we really need Christ, because if you can't handle nudity, I do not see how you can walk in purity in our generation. You see, it is one thing for people to dress well. It is another thing for you to be victorious in your heart, such that nudity has no impact on your heart. We must know Jesus that much, such that nudity will not affect us. The rate at which young people have been caught up in pornography today, and it comes in different shapes. Do you know that you will see a video or a news that, oh, this person's nude has been leaked. This artist, the nude has been leaked. This married woman was caught having sex. You know, that curiosity may want to watch it. You will say to yourself, oh, this is not pornography. This is just a breaking news of a woman having a popular woman whose sex video has been leaked. Let me see what exactly happened. But do you know it's pornography? A lot of young girls today that people don't know are selling their body on social media for money. They are paying them and they are showing their body for nudity. A lot of young men today, that is where their money goes into. They are wasting millions on it's a $1 billion industry. It is coming in different shape, in different ways. You can't just believe it. And with technology, you know, technology enhances sin. It's not that technology brings sin. Man had been sinful from the garden. What technology is doing is to give man platform to express that sinful desire. You know, some years back, the sinful nature may make somebody say that I'm a male, even though the person is a female. But there is no medicine, no surgery that could have been done at that time. But today, you will have people who say, oh, they can perform surgery on such a person to change them to another gender. So what technology is doing is to enhance sin. And I tell you, brethren, you see, there are two sides to this. On one side is that there is a serious problem of pornography going worldwide. And that tells you that we must preach the gospel and you must protect your children in the place of prayer. On the other hand is that we must truly experience the power of the resurrection of Jesus, such that those things does not have effect on our heart. Because how will you live in a society where people even go to the street naked? It must not affect your heart. And I tell you, you know, even when we were created naked. It was sin that brought about us wearing clothes. It means that we can experience Jesus so much that even if by accident we stumble on those things, they mean nothing to us. Because the goal of Satan, look at the scripture we read. He says, thy eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. It means that pornography will bring about perversion. It will pervert your heart, and definitely it will be revealed upon your lips. What you watch matter. You actually become what you watch. See, anybody you see today, they are actually what they are seeing. You may not see what they are seeing, but whoever each person is turning out to be is what they are actually seeing. So you can look at a person and tell who that person is looking at. If somebody is looking at Jesus, I'm telling you, they don't need to tell you. You will know this man is looking at Jesus because everything about his life will be Christ. His conduct, his character, his behavior. You become what you look at. The Bible says, beholding his glory, as in a mirror, you are changed into his likeness. If our young people today and married, adult, all of them are watching pornography, what do you think they will become? That's why we are raising a very perverse generation, a very perverse society. But you know, all of this is not a threat. It's nothing compared to the power of Jesus. The Bible says, where sin abounds much more. It says, where sin abounds, it says, grace abounds much more. So no matter the sin, no matter the technology, the power of Jesus is far above it. It's far stronger. It's far greater. It is sufficient to keep us. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to panic. But we must access that grace. And then on the other side, we must go all out to preach the gospel. There is nothing that can stop it, brethren. It is not about locking phone. That is nothing you do that can stop it. Whether you like it or not, your children will be exposed to pornography at one point or the other. Whether you like it or not, you can't stop it and you can't prevent it. But there's something you can do. You can put Jesus in their heart. The Bible says, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. If the word of God is in our heart, we will not sin. So we are not at the mercy of the immorality that is in the world. We are at the mercy of the power of resurrection. Brethren, this is time to be genuine. If you are not being delivered from sin, just cry to Jesus and say you are not delivered. The days that we are living in, if you are the type of brother that what you have been doing is just to be running away from sisters, you have just been running away. But in your heart of heart, you know that you are very lustful, you are consumed with sin. It's only a matter of time. A day will come when you will be pushed to a corner, you will fall. You must experience thorough deliverance from sin. That's not to mean that you'll be chasing sin. But you must be delivered at heart from sin, such that even if you were caught in a corner, it will not make anything. Joseph was a man of like passion. And he said, how can I sin and do such wickedness against God? Brethren, there is power in Jesus. There is power. These young people, as we pray, as we preach, as we share the word of God to them, I pray that they will be saved. Because you see, mostly they are the ones that Satan is using to produce all these materials. Either in the main industry or, you see, there's a quiet underground distribution of these things. Like I tell you, there are a lot of apps on Google that many young girls go to subscribe to so that they can make money. And guys are coming, they are paying money, and those girls are showing them their nudity. It comes in different ways, in different forms. Today, because of phone, even a lot of people you look into society that, they are saying, they are doing it. They are on what video WhatsApp call, sharing nudity, doing all of these things. And many of these things are getting leaked. People are having sex and recording themselves, and those things are getting leaked. We can't run away from it any longer. But then we must show Jesus, because he's the only one that can deliver. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.